Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
How are you, Tina? What's going on?
Oh, I'm still having trouble processing the payment, and I didn't know if you needed more time or if there's something going on with the card.
Tina, what's your home?
It's what?
Sorry, one second. Kid here driving himself into the car.
No.
Be careful. What were you saying to me? Sorry, ma'am. I forgot what you were going to say there.
We're still having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
No, there's not. I sorted out the card now. What was I going to say? My website, what's going on with that website?
You mean... What do you mean?
Why is it red lighted on the top when someone Googles something wrong?
Oh, because that's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. So we just put that little orange banner up there.
To remind all the customers?
No, it doesn't say, Michael, your payment's not going through. It just says your information is no longer being updated. Please contact the marketing agency.
How many payments is owed on this guy?
Oh, just the one that was due on August 1st.
And how many payments after that?
It's a month-to-month subscription. So once that settles, you can cancel at any time. All we ask is that if you were to cancel, that you call us 3 business days prior to your billing.
How long have you guys got it now?
It shows that you've been with us for 4 months.
4 months and okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did I get out of the 4 months?
Let me look on the dashboard 1 second here. So it's saying that you've had 88 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. The Google optimization, it says here, there's this program bundles with Facebook ads. The Google optimization, it says that you need to do the Google video verification that they've been calling you about. There's a note on here that says they've made 5+ attempts trying to get that done. Do you remember getting those emails saying action needed, Michael, start Google?
That's fine. But what else did you guys provide for me?
So the main benefit is to get you on the first page of Google where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. But that can't happen until you do that Google video verification. So the hiccup is on your end because it's a good thing when Google will offer that because it will protect you as a small business from a large...
At four months, it wouldn't be on my end. What is going on? Is it 4 months?
Yes. So
in 4 months?
Yes. In the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we have you agreeing to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. And it says even to get you to add us to your Google business page, we've sent that email. We called you. It looks more than like 18 to 20 times. Because it's all time-stamped here. It says, let me go back to the very first one. It says...
Hey, for a moment. As I'm saying to you, what services am I paying for? This is what I'm asking.
So the service that you pay us for is to optimize you on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories
in the area. Which hasn't been done now in the last 4 months.
Yeah, because we're waiting for you to do the video verification.
So what service am I paying for?
So let me put it like this, Michael, just so you understand. Michael.
Listen to me. We have to get my Google stuff set up before you guys take my money, right? Before we get it right. Is that right?
No. What's happening is Google is going to protect you as a small business.
We have to get the Google sorted out before I pay any more bills and start sorting out any more money and start sorting out, so then you guys can move forward, right? Instead of me paying $400 each time paying you guys, I don't mind paying. I'm not a bad person. But at the end of the day, this is 4 months in a row now. I don't want people to be going back and forward like this and to be paying. I need to get that sorted out. I have all my vehicles registered at that address. I have everything all sorted out. I don't know what the issue is or what the problem is. So I'm going to call them.
Nothing's wrong with the address. Nothing's wrong with it. What's happening, Michael, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients.
But you have to understand, right? You're charging me for the Google Optimize and do all this, right? And when you can't Google Optimize, or do anything, you're still charging. Is that what you're saying?
So, yes, because it's kind of like, let's say that somebody hired you to go do painting and retaining walls in an HOA community.
I do the job once. I don't get paid four times for the one job, you know.
Right, but let's say
you know
that
I mean,
you
I didn't do my job one time. I didn't get paid one time. It's a different situation. I'm getting charged four times for the one thing that's not being even done in the first place.
But you're not hearing me out. I'm trying to explain, like, let's say that I hired you to do a job for a one-time payment, right? And I don't know if you collect a deposit or how it works, but let's say that I paid you, you know, some portion of it. And then you come to my property more than 18, 19, 20 times to come in, and it's a gated community and you don't have the code. Eventually you're going to say, I can't do anything with this lady because she's not letting me in. And we can't do anything with the optimization on Google when you're ignoring those responses for the Google video verification. Google needs you to do that, and they're protecting you. All it is you have to go on there and upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area.
But what I'm trying to explain to you is, madam, why am I paying you for 4 months for? Why am I continuing paying for the one thing?
Because in the terms and conditions,
this is the way this is going.
In the terms and conditions and in the voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the first.
I'm correct. So if I cancel my service after paying this right now, you're saying that my website and stuff is going to go down?
Yes.
So you understand how I'm saying this? So how did I agree? I didn't agree to that option. That option was never agreed to. I had my website. You told me that I could keep the website and keep all this. I didn't think that you're going to set up things, that you're going to take everything and pay you monthly for that. So I set my own website up and do all that.
If you wanted to keep the website and the content for, you know, PrimestoneMasonryContractor.com, it would just be $49 a month for the hosting and maintenance of the site.
Okay, listen, what I'm going to do now. Listen, I'm going to go a different route with this here, guys. This is messing me around, really, just to be honest. This is going on even too long.
But if you go a different route, it's gonna take even longer.
Well,
because
the way that I'm going here now, it's not making any sense either. So I gotta sort out something.
But you haven't done the video.
And the website is not making sense to me, so it doesn't make sense. I think I gotta go get my own website and get all my own stuff set up. It just doesn't make sense to me what's going on. Really, it's
right.
It's like I'm being paid my bill here all the time, you know what I mean? It's not making sense to me. I'm paying for 4 months of your service. I don't know what I've done wrong, but I paid you for everything I've done so far. So I don't know what it is or what I'm doing now or what the issue is. You want more money again?
The only thing you kind of dropped the ball on was not getting that video verification done. That's what the hiccup is. Because we can't do it for you. Because
the hiccup is too, I didn't know the bill was going to be continuous like this either. You know, to be honest, you said to me.
Well, that's why we have your e-signature with your IP address. You know, right now the good news is you're only past due for $299.
What?
But
I understand what signature you have. Maybe you have my signatures. Maybe them. But what you said and what a signature isn't is two different things. I understand what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
So,
like, I have a signature. You told me that I was able to keep my websites, and we can take all
control. I never told you that.
You didn't.
Who told you that?
Your clients told me. I can keep your website when I set it up. Why would I ask to set up websites for someone to put on a bill for?
Yeah, you can keep the website if you pay the $49 monthly hosting. You can keep you wanted to. But wherever you build a website, you're going to have to pay for hosting. Even if you go to Wix or GoDaddy, you're still going to have to pay for hosting wherever you go, you know.
Yeah.
But a website in and of itself, even though our websites are highly rankable and they're Google compliant sites, it won't bring you new clients unless it gets exposure. Right? So the value to what we do is in optimizing on the first page of Google, and that's not going to get done until the video verification.
Everything that I'm paying for now, but from Yelp to Google to these guys, to you guys, to everyone that I'm paying, is dead money. So as of right now, I'm going to pull out. I got to make sure that I got to straighten everything all out. And until when everything's straightened out, there's no sense in me paying money for any more bills until I fix all these issues.
Yeah, I understand. It's just that I can't cancel an account with a past due balance,
but
and it's going to eventually affect your business and your credit.
Well, I'm not going to keep paying until I get this address.
Yes, I understand. You can still upload the
service. I've already paid for service that I didn't get, so, like, as you said, you told me, you said you called them numerous times, but there was no one visit my property or come to my property, or no one got into the car or come around.
No one goes to the property. We're in Southern California.
Call. Yeah,
we don't go across the nation to get you to do something.
You put it that way to me. That's the way you put it to me, you know.
No, one thing you have to understand is you signed up with us in April. In April 1st, right, you signed up, but you didn't add us to the Google listing until July 2nd. It says that we contacted you more than 18, 19, 20 times that you were being unresponsive.
Excuse me, ma'am, I was not unresponsive. I paid you for the money for the things that I have worked. And I have been sorting this out. But you have to understand me that I have to get this sorted out first before the bills. And I don't know what way this is going or how you want me to go about it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay the bills until I get this Google sorted out. Do you understand me now what I'm saying to you? I'm not, because there's no point in me paying for things like this until I get Google sorted out. That means I'll be paying it in next month. It's not sorted out. Do you understand me?
But you're not going to get it sorted out until you do that Google video verification that we've been contacting
about. Thank you, madam.
About.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Get it done.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Then I call up and I'll do all this and I call you and I say, here you are, there's your money. I have no issues because I'm paying dead money here for the last 4 months. Do you know now what I'm saying? There's no disrespect to you or anyone else. This is how I feel about it. So I gotta get this sorted out.
Give me a second here, because there's a note on here that says the Google business page was verified and they're adding it to your Facebook page. They put that on here today at 3:48 p.m. So they put that on there about 10 minutes ago. So the Google business page currently, it is verified now and it has 8 5-star ratings on it. So that's good news. That means that step has already been completed. So what I would suggest is that we could start doing some weekly posts on it and, you know, have a performance check on the account where the technicians will do some updates behind the scenes that will help you. But they won't do those updates while the account's in a past due step. Now, there's two things I can do to help you out, Michael.
What I'll do is give me a ring in the morning. I want to look over all this here status and see what's going on to get everything. Because I've been too busy to stop and do anything, to be honest with you. So
I understand.
So I'm taking the day off here and just stop and trying to sort everything out because I can. It's all these. I'm paying. It's not even you. There's. I've got Google. I've Yahoo. I've Bing. I have Angie Leach. The only one that I'm getting a response off of. Is Angie's.
Oh my goodness.
It's the
okay.
Only one and I'm paying $2,000 and $3,000 each in one ad and all clicks and not getting nothing out of it. The only thing that's coming through is Angie's. You know what I mean?
I gotta take
a step back and sort out what is and who isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I respect that. So I will follow up with you in the morning and we'll just kind of pick up where we're leaving off now, okay?
Yeah, because I don't mean to be coming off rude or anything, but I can't keep paying stuff that I'm not even getting, if you understand me what I'm saying, you know where I'm coming from, and it's not no one's fault, it's my fault, as a more, Google was already verified. When I opened my company up last year, if you look at Google's been up there, it was already verified, everything has been verified, they had pictures, they had photographs, I had a picture to the company. Then all of a sudden they want a verification again. Well, when I'm busy, stuck, I can't even get to, I barely get home, let alone anything else. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it could be that you're working with too many companies, because every time you add another company to the Google Business page, then that company needs access to do modifications. And in order to do that, sometimes Google will say, oh, we need a video verification just to prove that it's you. So just be careful. It's better to work with one company on that. Some people think, oh, if I have two or three companies, I'll get double or
the results. No, I had that. Brand Rep and then Local Splash is the only one that's been at it.
Okay. So, but did you remove Brand Rep yet? I know, I think we were talking about that, or is it just that we're both on there now?
I'm not sure what way it's situated, madam. I think Brand Rep, I'm going to have to call, or I don't know what way it's situated, but I'm waiting for trying to get some kind of response out of Google or some kind of response out of any of this. I'm not getting no response out of none of it, to be honest with you. It's all dead money, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'll check with the verification department if they can look and see who else is on the Google Business page. And then tomorrow, if you decide to move forward, I'll do two things for you. Number one, I'll reduce the past due amount and remove the Facebook ads and just do $199.
I don't mind paying my bills. I swear to God. It's not
I understand, but I also want to compensate you for paying for 4 months and not being up there, right? So
yeah,
I have to collect the past due amount so I can help you out and reduce that to $199. And then I can put the free month on for next month, so that's free. So if you pay tomorrow, you'll be paid in full all the way until October, okay?
See, can we get some kind of results out of this, ma'am?
Yes, and then I'm talking to James right now on a chat. He's in the verification department. I'm having him look into your Google Business page right now just to see if anybody else is on there as a manager, and then I'll discuss with you what he says tomorrow. That way, if Brand Rep's on there, maybe just take them off and leave us on there, and that will help your rankings, okay?
Yeah, but listen to me for a minute. I have to try to make it, because I didn't understand that this is a continuous with my website, to be honest with you. I like having my own website. I don't like having anyone over. When you guys were setting that up, I thought I'd have control of my own website and it'd be running itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. So James said it, Google is still wanting the video verification, so he sent them the email again. Look it over tonight, and in the morning, if you want them to walk you through it, I'll get you over to that department, and they'll walk you through it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get it done. Have a good evening, and we'll talk tomorrow.